In Wisconsin, the battle right now is not in campaign stops, but in federal court. This is the state, you'll recall, that's already seen fierce fights over a change in collective bargaining rules for unions passed by lawmakers last year. The court battle focuses on a redistricting plan approved by that same state legislature. Here's Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson.
There are clearly issues with how the redistricting here was carried out when one of the judges on the court case challenging the new boundaries describes their drafting as, quote, an all but shameful attempt to hide the redistricting process from public scrutiny. Wisconsin's new political districts were drawn up by the Republican-controlled legislature last year. Democrats say, among other things, minority populations were deliberately split among districts to benefit Republican candidates. Yesterday, judges hinted the legislature should attempt the redistricting once more. Attorney Daniel Kelly is part of the state's defense team.
Well, it was unusual. We expected to start trial this morning.
Kelly says it is reassuring the judges believe redistricting should be done by the legislature and not the court. Democrat Judy Robson, a plaintiff in the case, sees it differently.
Yeah, I think it's a big victory already because he's asking the legislature to redo it.
But Republicans are declining the offer of a do-over, so it's back to court today, though arguments could be delayed still for another month. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
And you can hear election news all year long right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.